The news sponsored by Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 12 noon.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Baltimore, recovery efforts continue for six construction workers on the span when the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed yesterday, all now presumed dead when that cargo ship hit the bridge. The twisted metal poking out of the water now making it too dangerous for divers. Today, Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
I can't stress enough the heroism of these folks. They are in frigid conditions. They are down there in darkness where they can literally see about a foot in front of them. They are trying to navigate mangled metal, and they're also in a place that it is now presumed that people have lost their lives.
In Gaza, Israeli forces carrying out military operations for a second week at the Al-Shifa Medical Complex in near north of Gaza City. Israel calls it the most successful operation since the Israel-Hamas war began with the capture of hundreds of Hamas militants. A sweet deal for McDonald's and Krispy Kreme. The fast food chain says Krispy Kreme donuts will be available in all of its restaurants nationwide by 2026. This is ABC News. It'll probably be hard to find a hotel room in areas going dark during the total eclipse next month. Electricity providers in the Lone Star State are also concerned.
Solar panels are an increasingly important source of electricity in this state. The darkening of the sun will cut solar power production to less than 8% of its total potential in Texas alone. The operators of the state's power grid anticipate backstopping the shortage by purchasing electricity from other sources going into April 8th.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. The Subaru is recalling 818,000 cars, an issue that may prevent the passenger airbag from deploying in a crash. The cars need to get fixed. And a five-day auction of memorabilia from Planet Hollywood restaurants has pulled in nearly $16 million. Someone paying $700,000 for the wooden plank Rose and Jack float on in Titanic, and a whip from Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom fetching $525,000. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Experience the tradition of quality meats at Richland Locker. Sink your teeth into succulent pork shoulder roast for just $2.48 a pound, or savor tender pork shoulder steaks at $2.98. And don't miss the deli delights like mild cheddar for $4.98 per pound. Taste the legacy of three generations at Richland Locker, your trusted local meat market since 1939. Visit them today. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidtwithen Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Tech, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 33 degrees in Richland Center at 1205. Our forecast calls for clouds with some breaks of sun, breezy and cool with a high of 36, west winds 12 to 22 miles per hour. Clearing and chilly tonight with a low of 18, and tomorrow mostly sunny, turning more seasonable with a bit breezy with a high of 45 and west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 14 miles per hour, and it is 33 degrees after a low this morning of 26.
Are you getting tired of packing, unpacking, setting up, and then repacking for one craft show just to do it again next weekend for another show? Join the Creative Outlet team of crafters. For about $1 a day, I will display, advertise, and sell your items for you. I'll help take the stress out of doing what you love most, being creative. For more information, I welcome you to contact the Creative Outlet today.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
With both WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Good afternoon. It's 33 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Riverdale School District will be searching for a new administrator. John Schmidt, who has been with the district for 20 years, has resigned effective at the end of the current school year. The Riverdale School Board accepted his resignation at its March 11th meeting. In the letter to the board, he stated that it is time for me to explore another opportunity outside of the education field. During his tenure with the Riverdale School District, John Schmidt has worked as a middle school teacher, dean of students, high school principal, ending as the district administrator. The University of Wisconsin-Madison is set to receive more than $56 million in new funding for research initiatives after the passage of two federal appropriations packages. The set of bipartisan bills signed into law by President Joe Biden on March 9th and March 23rd will fund the federal government through September 30th. Both pieces of legislation included funding for research projects specific to UW-Madison. The bill's passage allows the campus to continue research in several high-demand areas, including the social and economic vitality of rural communities and next-generation energy development. A boost for broadband access in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's Blueprint for Digital Equity has been accepted by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. Wisconsin State AARP Director Martha Cranley calls it a game changer for older adults.
There's a lot of people that aren't connected to broadband, and so it's the state saying back to the commission, that it has a plan, and it has a plan to address people who are traditionally underserved by broadband. Seniors certainly fall into that category.
Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission announced the state is eligible for up to $30 million to implement its plan over the next 5 years. Cranley says in the next few months, the state will provide information for local governments and other entities to apply for funding. A new law signed by Governor Tony Evers on Tuesday will allow specially trained emergency medical technicians to bring firearms with them into active shooting situations. Evers said emergencies like that require everyone to pull their weight.
The bottom line is we need to make sure that they're able to do their jobs to the best of their abilities and protect themselves in situations where their lives may be at risk.
Evers said Tuesday that a pilot program in Appleton was the inspiration.
You created a program that's been proven successful in the community, and now this bill will build on the groundwork you've established. You answered the call to serve as in some of the most high-stakes, high-stress situations.
The new law allows armed EMT response into buildings and areas where weapons are banned, including school zones. Political spending by anonymous donors is reaching record highs. Anna Masolia is the author of a new report by Open Secrets. She says that kind of money often pays for misleading attack ads.
When you have dark money groups fueling the spending, the voter may not know what interest the secret donors behind that have in getting a specific candidate elected, a ballot measure passed, or any other policy issue.
501c4 nonprofits are driving record spending by anonymous political donors across the country. That's according to a new study by the group.
In some states, you can actually have 501c4 dark money groups or shell companies contribute directly to candidates' campaigns, which is something that's not allowed at the federal level. They're only allowed to spend in support of the candidate.
Masolia says dark money often comes from 501c4 nonprofits, which have few legal limits on how they can spend money. Tomorrow is the last day to apply for an absentee ballot. The deadline to apply by mail is 5 p.m. Thursday. You must take a request for an absentee ballot in writing or online at myvote.wi.gov. President Biden's campaign co-chairman is in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects. Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan.
Presidents for 50 years talked about doing it. Nobody could do it, but the president did at $1.2 trillion because those are the things that are creating jobs for high-paying union workers that are transforming communities.
Landrieu met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan yesterday. Donald Trump will be in Wisconsin on Election Day. The former president is scheduled to deliver remarks beginning at 5 Tuesday evening at the Green Bay Hyatt Regency. That's 3 hours before polls close statewide for voting that includes Wisconsin's presidential primary. Trump and President Joe Biden have already secured their party's nominations. Trump's fundraising continues to trail Biden's, and a fundraising blunder with the Trump finance team told WisPolitics the trip will include a VIP component with donations of $25,000. Trump last visited Wisconsin in an August 2022 rally for Republican candidate for Governor Tim Michels in Waukesha. You can forget about Vice President Aaron Rodgers. It was always going to be a Hail Mary. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had Rodgers near the top of his short list of potential running mates. But on Tuesday, Kennedy announced his pick of attorney and philanthropist Nicole Shanahan, ending speculation that he'd choose the former Packers and current New York Jets quarterback. Rodgers has already said he'll vote for Kennedy, with whom he shares skepticism about COVID-19 vaccines and a penchant for conspiracy theories. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress makes a change to its social media. Citizen delegates are elected to the Conservation Congress to advise the Natural Resources Board and the Department of Natural Resources. The Conservation Congress maintains a Facebook page. But in a post this week, Chair Rob Bowman said comments will be disabled going forward. He wrote that they are not able to monitor comments and to correct the record when misrepresentations of facts are made, and the civility matters. Personal attacks are not constructive, helpful, or acceptable, hence the decision to shut down comments. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Tuesday let stand a lower court ruling that declared some delivery drivers for Amazon were employees, as the state argued, not independent contractors, as the online retail giant contended. The court, in a unanimous decision, said the appeal was improvidently granted, meaning the Supreme Court should not have reviewed the case. That decision dismissing the case leaves a 2023 Wisconsin Appeals Court ruling against Amazon in place. That ruling found that drivers in the Amazon Flex program are part of the state's unemployment insurance system and entitled to jobless pay if they're laid off. Negotiations between the Green Bay Packers and the city to extend the lease of Lambeau Field have come to an abrupt halt. The Packers' lease for Lambeau with the city ends in 2033. The Packers recently tried to extend it by 30 years to 2063. The city is stopping negotiations because it feels the offer is worse than the one currently in place. The Packers say because of the stalled talks, $80 million in upgrades to the main concourse level this year have been put on hold. The city of La Crosse picked up over 130 tons of trash and abandoned items last week from what had been a long-term encampment for unhoused people along the Black River shoreline. Mayor Mitch Reynolds said the cleanup was done because of environmental health and safety hazards, including hazardous waste removal from the area. Reynolds acknowledged that there are few options for people without housing in La Crosse and that future encampments are likely. No one is hurt after a fire in a duplex in La Crosse Saturday night. The fire on the 600 block of Charles Street in La Crosse's lower north side was called in at 9:20 Saturday. Firefighters put out the fire, which was in the attic, quickly. The duplex had severe damage from the fire. The La Crosse Fire Department did not release a cause for the fire. The Richland Center and Ithaca High School bands continue to enjoy their stay in Orlando. Places visited have been the Magic Kingdom, Universal Studios, Animal Kingdom, and Epcot. Today, the students will enjoy SeaWorld, Ron John Surf Shop, and some time at Cocoa Beach. Tomorrow, the trip wraps up with some time at Hollywood Studios. According to participants, it has been a wonderful experience so far, being able to perform in front of the park goers in downtown Disney, with many compliments of the young musicians. It's currently 33 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. DatCap's Michelle Reinen warns of tax refund scams. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
It's 33 sunny degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. The IRS deadline for filing income taxes is Monday, April 15th. Many have filed their taxes already, especially those receiving refunds. If you are expecting a refund and have not received it, beware of scammers. Michelle Reinen is from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
There's a new twist to a scam going around as it relates to tax identity theft. And so scammers, we know, can use your personal information like a social security number to commit identity theft and try and steal your tax refund by filing first. But now there's also a scam circulating where the IRS is being impersonated and it looks like the IRS is sending emails and texts about your tax refund, or the other terms we see used are tax refund e-statement. And while these can look legitimate because of how they're being sent, these messages are coming from scammers who are trying to trick you into clicking on these dangerous links because they want to steal your identity or try and put malware onto your phone or computer.
There are red flags to be aware of to avoid being scammed.
The messages commonly ask you to fill out an official-looking form before you can receive your refund, and this is how they're getting at your personal information that they need for identity theft. So if someone contacts you unexpectedly about a tax refund, the most important thing to know is that the real IRS and Department of Revenue aren't going to contact you by email, text message, or social media to get your personal and financial information. So just disregard these messages. Do not engage with them. Do not click those links.
There is only one way the U.S. government will initiate contact about taxes and refunds.
The scam is sending you emails and text messages. Now, if the government needs to contact you about your taxes, they are first going to do so by letter and give you contact information. And that is information you can verify through their website to determine that it's legitimate. And then you can make a phone call based on that information in the letter. And the government will also return a phone call if you place one to them using information that you find on their website, their legitimate.gov website.
Michelle Reinen urges everyone to make sure all info is correct.
Always verify the contact information that you're using should you need to follow with the government as it relates to your taxes. But don't respond to these email or text message notifications trying to trick you into engaging with the scammer.
Remember, if you do receive an email or text in regard to your refund, never click an attached link. If you want to check the status of a refund, go directly to the IRS official website at irs.gov and click Where's My Refund? Also, be sure to let family and friends know to help protect them from being scammed in case they receive the same information. If you feel you are being scammed, you can also contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Riverdale FFA had 15 proficiency award applications completed by 7 FFA members. State FFA proficiency applications are a 13 to 33-page application that covers all of the years of their supervised agriculture experience. These records document skills attained, goals set and achieved, knowledge gained, and money invested and future plans. The Riverdale FFA includes 4 state finalists, Jordan Baumkamp in agricultural sales entrepreneurship and vegetable production, Wyatt Storms in swine production entrepreneurship, and Riley Wanick in ag mechanics, repair, and maintenance. 4 sectional winners, Jordan Baumkamp in agricultural sales entrepreneurship and vegetable production, Carter Degenhart in ag mechanics, repair, and maintenance, Riley Wanick in ag mechanics, repair, and maintenance. Caleb Tracy also received a gold in sheep production. 7 silver placements went to Jordan Baumkamp in beef production entrepreneurship, Mason Daly in diversified livestock and agricultural sales, Carter Degenhart in agricultural sales and ag mechanics, repair, and maintenance, Riley Wanick in agricultural sales and agricultural services. And 2 bronze placings went to Carter Degenhart in agricultural services and Mallory Meese in dairy production. Congratulations to all of the applicants and good luck at state to Jordan Baumkamp, Wyatt Storms, and Riley Wanick. A Good Friday service will be held this Friday at 1 at St. John Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Several pastors from the Richland County Ministerial Association will be leading worship. You are invited to hear the story of Jesus' crucifixion and how it leads to hearts broken open. Readings from Jesus' Passion according to the Gospel of Mark will be interspersed with reflections and stories from life by local pastors. This worship service will include prayers and song. All are invited to attend to plant the love of God, hope, and joy in your hearts as we prepare for Easter Sunday. Friday is also National Vietnam War Veterans Day. It is observed annually on March 29th. It commemorates the hardships suffered and sacrifices made by 9 million Americans during the Vietnam War. It not only honors the former soldiers, but also recognizes the families who supported them before and after the war. The Toma VA Medical Center will honor Vietnam veterans in a commemoration. All are welcome to join the Medical Center director, who will open the day recognizing Vietnam veterans for their honor, service, valor, and sacrifice. Those in attendance will also hear from a guest speaker who served two tours in Vietnam and more. The program will begin Friday morning, March 29th at 9:30 in Building 455, Veterans Hall. Enjoy an evening relaxing, listening to poetry. The Driftless Writing Center will host an in-person reading by poet Elizabeth Hoover Friday at 7 at Metaphysical Graffiti Bookstore in Viroqua. Hoover will also lead an in-person workshop the following day, Saturday, titled Mining the Local Archival Poetics from 10 to noon at the Vernon County Historical Society Museum in Viroqua. Elizabeth Hoover is the author of The Archive is All in Present Tense, winner of the 2021 Barrow Street Book Poetry Prize. Her poems have appeared in Prairie Schooner, The Crab Orchard Review, and Tupelo Quarterly, among others, and Hoover reviews books, interviews authors, and writes about art and pop culture. The free public reading of Hoover's poetry on Friday will be followed by a community open mic. Anyone wishing to read during the open mic portion should register in advance by sending an email to driftlesswritingcenter@gmail.com with the subject line open mic and bring a maximum of 5 minutes of writing to share. In her workshop Saturday, Hoover will lead attendees in writing poetry in concert with archival research, which is research that involves handling primary source materials like letters, diaries, photographs, and recordings. Workshop attendees will have access to the museum's collection for inspiration and will also be reading and discussing the work of poets who engage in archival research. This limited attendance workshop is open to writers of all levels. The DWC offers sliding scale tuition. Scholarships are also available. The registration form for the workshop can be found on the Driftless Writing Center's website. A construction project is underway to add lanes to Highway 14 in Westby. The project will widen North Main Street and also add a roundabout at its intersection with Main Street. The cost of the project is $11.8 million, which was approved by the DOT and Governor Tony Evers. Highway 14 will stay open with some detours, and construction will last until next summer. Elijah Vu's mother is back in court. 31-year-old Katrina Bauer pleaded not guilty in Manitowoc County Court Friday to multiple charges, including chronic child neglect and obstructing an officer. Prosecutors filed amended charges earlier this month against Bauer to include child neglect involving a 6-year-old child. It's been over a month since 3-year-old Elijah was last seen. The man police say was watching the toddler when he went missing, Jesse Vang, returns to court next week for his preliminary hearing. Neither Vang or Bauer has been charged in Elijah's disappearance. Today's winner of $75 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Cheryl Winger of Richland Center on ticket number 360. It's 33 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m. Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Attention, certified nursing assistants. Are you passionate about providing quality care in a long-term care setting? Would you thrive in an environment where teamwork and dedication are valued above all else? Look no further than Schmidt Woodland Hills. We're searching for CNAs just like you who are committed to excellent and compassionate caregiving. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we believe that every resident deserves the highest standard of care, and that starts with our dedicated CNAs. Your hard work and unwavering commitment to quality make all the difference in the lives of those we serve. Join our team and become part of a family where your contributions are recognized, appreciated, and celebrated. Here, teamwork isn't just a buzzword, it's the cornerstone of everything we do. If these things are important to you, we'd love to have you care for our residents. Come and see for yourself. To set up a visit, call Tyler Kleist at 608-647-8931.
It's 33 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Wednesday, March 27th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center, died March 12th at home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Pihah Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery near Yuba. Friends may call at the Pihah Funeral Home Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roger Haw is survived by two sons, Paul and Gabrielle Haw of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Jared Haw and Mindy Perkovic of Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Two grandchildren, his mother, Carmen Haw of Yuba, a brother, Lauren Haw of Yuba, girlfriend, Cindy Cooper of Richland Center, along with nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center. Albert H. Block, 97, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home in Ithaca Township. Funeral services will be held Monday at noon at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Military graveside rites will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Memorial Cemetery in Marquesan. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the family. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Albert Block include his wife Donna, eight children, Sue Clawitter of Cambria, Bob and Leah Block of Shawano, Rod Block of Montello, Joe and Tina Block, Connie and Jeff Wanless, Mary and Jeff Wanless, and Anita and Pat Keegan, all of Richland Center, and Sandy Goff of Cross Plains. Two daughters-in-law, Sharon Block of Marshalltown, Iowa, and Irene Block of Waniwok. 31 grandchildren, 82 great-grandchildren, 51 great-great-grandchildren, other relatives and friends. Albert H. Block, 97, of Richland Center. Richard B., Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona, died March 10th at home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30 Saturday, April 6th, at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will be held at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, following from 1 until 3. Rick Brewer is survived by his son, Bobby, and his family, three stepchildren and their families, a sister, Patty and Earl Tainter, sister-in-law, Karen Brewer, and friend, Alice Dupas. Richard B., Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Bethany and Micah Melby had a son, Lennox David Allen.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
People often ask us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home, what can I do to help? I'm Mark Jelenic. Some of the suggestions we share are simple and practical. Preparing food, washing clothes, cleaning the house, mowing the yard, or answering the telephone are just a few of the practical ways to show you care. Remember, support is needed at the time of death, and it is no less important in the weeks and months afterwards. For more helpful information, visit us at PrattFuneralService.com.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy have exceptional caring staffs and great service. They're locally owned independent pharmacies, proudly serving the surrounding area. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individual plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications. Count on Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy to help you minimize or prevent adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Harold and Geneva Gillette. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today, everybody? Hope you're staying warm on this blustery, chilly late March day with temperatures running about 15 degrees below normal. At least you'll see some scattered sunshine throughout today and quite a bit of sun tomorrow as high pressure settles in. Meanwhile, heavy lake effect snow pounding areas of upper Michigan through tomorrow and into extreme northern Wisconsin where a couple inches could fall, maybe up to a foot or more. Up toward Houghton, Michigan. How about that? Otherwise, around here, the next chance of precipitation of note would come in Friday night with a front sweeping through. That would be mainly in the form of some light rain, maybe a tenth or two-tenths of an inch at the most, ending early Saturday morning. The next front coming through the region Sunday night and Monday, potentially a bit stronger, so we might end up with some heavier rain showers with that one. And there could be some strips of wet snow as well, especially just north of us into Monday, so we'll keep an eye on that. Otherwise, temperatures hovering around or slightly below normal into the middle of next week. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Cloud cover mixed with a few breaks of sunshine as temperatures top out at 36. West wind between 12 and 22 miles per hour. Tonight, clearing skies, low at 18. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and seasonal, a bit breezy with a high of 46. Wind westerly 10 to 15. Thursday night, mostly clear, low 23 with light winds. On Friday, partly sunny and mild, low at 56. And Friday night, look for a good chance of light rain developing. Saturday, any light rain ending early in the morning, otherwise staying mostly cloudy. Low 36 with a high of 50. And by Sunday, a few peaks of sun, low 29, high 51. Chance of some light rain Sunday night. Monday, light rain likely, high 47. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of light showers, low at 33, high near 46 degrees. That's your update. Have a good afternoon. Stay warm out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently 33 degrees in Richland Center under partly sunny skies. After a high yesterday of 53, our low this morning was 26. Our high so far today is 34. The record high for this date, set in 1989 and tied again in 2012, is 77 degrees. The record low four was set in 1960. Last year's high was 52 with a low of 24. Sunset tonight will be at 7:22, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:51. Currently in Richland Center, we have west to southwest winds at 7 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.0 and no precipitation to report. It is 33 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Improving the lives of migrant and seasonal farm workers today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Migrant and seasonal farm workers are not only willing to do the kind of work that most of us would never consider doing, their lifestyle is also filled with challenges. It's why the Great Lakes Center for Farm Worker Health and Well-Being exists at the University of Chicago. Linda Forst is the director.
If we don't have migrant farm labor or immigrant farm labor from south of the U.S. border, we don't have very solid agriculture in the United States, and we need that. So we need to figure out a way to support that and make sure that the workers' rights are met in the space and they're protected. So that's the best for them, and that's the best for us.
I asked Forst about the emphasis on well-being.
You know, their whole lives are centered around this work, during the time that they're contracted to do that work. And so every aspect of their life impacts their social well-being, right? And they really require external supports in order to be able to manage that, I would think.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go to the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Export Potential. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A leader with the Iowa Soybean Association says Southeast Asia is a growing market for U.S. soybeans. President Suzanne Sherburn says the region has helped put more value into soy exports.
Global demand for protein has increased more than 250% since 1999. And so many of these international markets that we see today didn't exist for U.S. soy 60 years ago.
She tells Brownfield Southeast Asia's animal protein consumption is projected to increase 20% over the next 5 years. Heavy snow is slowing field work in west central Minnesota. Noah Holtgren of Raymond says the winter was warmer and drier than normal, but spring is starting off cold and wet.
This is actually nice to get some moisture because we're definitely dry.
He tells Brownfield conditions were fit to seed spring wheat earlier this month.
We actually planted that wheat March 14th, so the snow is actually a nice blanket on top of it. And the ground worked up really, really nice, but it was dusty right behind it, so any moisture we can get is great.
Several factors will go into determining when to terminate cover crops this spring. David Kleinschmidt at Progressive Agronomy Consulting says farmers experiencing dry conditions may want to terminate early.
The bigger the cover crop gets, the more moisture it's going to soak up. So managing that cover crop to make sure that it's not sucking up too much moisture to make sure that we have a good germination for our cash crop as well.
Farmers are looking for ways to deal with corn rootworm this year. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from the WPS Farm Show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Agronomist Brendan Furseth with Dairyland Seeds tells Brownfield much of southern Wisconsin has been dealing with more corn rootworm problems for a couple of years, but the rootworms are spreading further north.
While we're starting to see it push up here in the Lake Winnebago area, I think you could maybe see some higher pressure instances up towards the Green Bay area as well. And then more central part of the state, central sands, you know, maybe a little more rotation dependent there.
Furseth says a lot more farmers are asking their seed suppliers about seed traits and treatments than before.
It's good that a lot of people are having those proactive conversations ahead of time rather than getting surprised. That's been a good thing.
Furseth says so far, most farmers are sticking to their rotation plan, with a few farmers putting in more soybeans because of pests and prices. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And John Deere says it's laying off 317 production employees at its Waterloo, Iowa facilities. In a statement to Brownfield, company officials said the indefinite layoffs are effective April 29th, and employees were informed of the decision on Tuesday. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct cash cattle trade activity is picking up and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has picked up some with bids surfacing across all major feeding areas. Live bids are at $184 to $185 in the south. Dressed bids in the north are at $296. Trade may pick up as the day progresses, but significant volumes will likely hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef is lower at midday and light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down $1.22 at $309.87. Select was $1.05 lower at $299.21. At the Hub Livestock Market in South Dakota, steer 600 to 699 pounds were $4 to $9 higher. Steer 700 to 999 pounds were mostly steady, with instances of up to $3 higher on 850 to 899 pound steers. Heifer, 650 to 699 pounds, were steady to $2 higher. The USDA says demand was very good for another large offering, which included many attractive cattle. The market was active. Medium and large one feeder steers, 827 to 847 pounds, brought 249 to 258.80. Feeder steers, 906 to 949 pounds, brought 232 to 249.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 655 to 698 pounds, brought 262 to $277. Cash hogs are lower at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. Processors have pulled back some in their procurement efforts and aren't bidding up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market and some rebound to domestic demand has been a bright spot recently. The industry is looking ahead to tomorrow's quarterly hogs and pigs report, specifically focusing on that production efficiency. It's also continuing to monitor available supplies of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which are up slightly on the week but down slightly on the year. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down a dollar with a weighted average of 80.02. No comparisons at the Iowa, Minnesota, or the Western Corn Belt, but weighted averages of 80.76 and 80.03. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $50 to $62. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $43 to $53. And pork values were lower at midday, down 60 cents at $94.73. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
At Compeer Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Hey, we've got some big auctions coming up. Tomorrow, March 28th, is our equipment consignment auction at the Columbus Auction Yard. This auction features a ton of great construction equipment, a farm line, and a large number of trucks and trailers. Next Thursday, April 4th, is our equipment consignment auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard, featuring farm equipment, trucks, and skid loaders. We have some specialty consignment auctions coming up. At the end of April, we're holding our annual lawn and garden consignment auction in Muscadet, where we'll sell lawnmowers, compact tractors, small engines, vehicles, trailers, and everything to help get you ready for spring. We'll start taking consignments of lawn and garden equipment on Friday, April 5th. In June, we're holding a classic tractor and equipment auction in Muscadet. We have a few collections of classic Olivers and John Deere tractors, and we're opening the auction up to consignments. Lots of opportunities to sell with Wilkinson Auctions. More info on all of these auctions and how to consign at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
soybeans and corn are lower, cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans are down modestly, seeing another round of spillover pressure from soybean oil and palm oil. Brazil's harvest is ongoing, still holding their price advantage over the U.S. despite a higher basis. May beans are down 6 3/4 at 11.92 and a quarter. July's 6 1/4 lower at 12.06 and a quarter. May bean meal is up a dime at 3.39.90. May bean oil's down 71 points at 47.71. Corn's lower, continuing to react to the discovery of HPAI in dairy cattle and the potential impact on feed demand. USDA's prospective plantings and quarterly stocks numbers are out tomorrow. May's down 5 at 4.27 1/2. July's 4 3/4 lower at 4.40 1/4. And wheat's mixed, monitoring Russian attacks on Ukraine's port infrastructure, potentially impacting Black Sea movement. There's a warm-up on tap for most winter wheat growing areas, and there's rain in the forecast for parts of the southern plains. May Chicago's 2 1/4 higher at 4.45 3/4. May Kansas City's up 3/4 at 5.78. May Minneapolis wheat's up 4 1/2 at 6.51 3/4. Live cattle are down and feeders are mixed out of this week's widespread direct business. There's very light trade at 185 live, $3 lower than a week ago. Asking prices are 188 plus live, with bids at 184 to 185 live and 296 dressed. No asking prices have been reported yet for dress trade. April live's down 40 at 182.70. June 72 lower at 177.65. April feeders are up 30 at 245.75. May's 2 higher at 247.27. After that, they get weak. And with quarterly hogs and pigs out tomorrow, April lean's up 57 at 86.15, June's 42 higher at 101.77. Brownfield.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
A change in a company's no antibiotics policy. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. 10 years ago, fast food restaurant Chick-fil-A was one of many restaurants that began to implement a no antibiotics ever policy. Recently, the company announced it was shifting that policy to no antibiotics important to human medicine. Tom Super with the National Chicken Council explains what that means.
No antibiotics used in human medicine is just that. So there are different classes of antibiotics, some used in companion animals, livestock and poultry, and some used in human medicine, some used in both, and some used in neither. So what this means and what this announcement means is that Chick-fil-A will no longer be sourcing any of its poultry, any of its chicken from flocks that have been administered antibiotics that are important to human medicine, which is rare. We've been phasing them out for several years, but in some cases, you know, birds get sick and they need to be treated by a veterinarian and prescribed some antibiotics.
But here's something consumers need to know. Laws currently require farmers to adhere to what's called a withdrawal time when treating sick animals with antibiotics. That means those animals can't be slaughtered and enter the food supply until the antibiotics are out of the animal system. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at Brownfield.